He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello everyone and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor coming to you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome everyone. We are on show number 288. We have a crazy gadget for you today, and I do mean crazy. Let's take a quick peek at it. This is what it looks like, and it is called the Easy Disc. That would be EZ610S. And I got to tell you, I've reviewed a lot of gadgets in my time, but this one takes the cake. But before we get started, let me say that you can reach the Gadget Professor 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That would be thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I do answer all my email. I'm a tad behind, but not that much behind, so feel free to email me, and I will try to answer any of your gadget or tech-related questions. I am actually starting to work on NAB, the National Association of Broadcasters meeting. That is a huge convention for tech video gear. In the almost late April, I think it's April 24th to about the 28th, something like that. And we're talking to a couple companies. Actually, we're talking to a company in Melbourne, Australia, and they have some cool stuff. So we'll see. We should have a cool show coming to you live from the showroom floor at the National Association of Broadcasters coming up in a couple months. Anyway, let us get started immediately. If you're new to the Gadget Professor Show, welcome. You can go on our webpage. That would be thegadgetprofessor.com, thegadgetprofessor.com. If you scroll down on the right-hand side, just click our newsletter and put your email address in. And what will happen is every Thursday, as soon as the show is finished, you will receive the show notes, which is just a synopsis of everything that we discussed, some of the reviews, and also some of the free apps. It's all hot links, so you can have it as a reference, and it's a handy thing to have, believe me. All right, let's get started with our review. As I mentioned, today we are going to take a peek, just a peek, at the Easy Disc. That would be EZ610S. And here it is, my friends. You get a beautiful box. I must say it took me 30 minutes just to peel this box open and get this device out because it was so well sealed and machined. You get a phenomenal instruction book. Very, very simple to follow. You get a couple bonuses, and I consider this a bonus. You get a really fine, high-quality leather case, and that is for putting this device right here into that case. Let's take a look at this device, because this is what we're talking about today. This is a case that you will put a solid-state drive in. It's not for a regular hard drive. It is for a solid-state drive, which looks something like this. It doesn't matter what size in terms of storage. This happens to be 240 gigabytes, but this hard drive will fit very nicely into this case. And as you can see here, I think you can see here, there are numbers on the front of this which you actually could push. So this allows you to encrypt the data that's on here so that no one can get into this disk. And you can put a 4-digit code or a 5-digit code, I forget which it is, by selecting what numbers you want here. And here you have an enter key, and here you have a cancel key. Up here I'll call your attention to four LED lights. You can see them right here. And these light different colors, red, blue, orange, so on and so forth, yellow. And they will tell you what state this disk encryption actually is. So the way that works is pretty simple. You're going to go on the back of this, and you're just going to push down and slide forward. And this case, the back, just slides right off. It's as simple as that. You're going to take your solid-state hard drive, if you will, and it's simply just going to slip in. Actually, you've got to align the receiver part here, your jacks, if you will, the connections, I'm trying to say, into this. And it's just basically going to... And that's it. It's that simple. That's in there. It's not going to fall out. And now you're just going to slide this cover back on. like so, and that's it. It's not coming off. There are no screws, no trap doors. It's just literally you're going to push this down, slide it out, slide the disc in, and slide this back. It's very simple. And this device is actually quite well made, I will say that. The switches have a nice tactile feeling to them. And, you know, so far pretty good. On the back here, this does take a USB 3 cable. And incidentally, the cable does come with that. So the cable is just going to plug right in like so. And then, of course, this end is going to go into the computer. So let's do that, and I'll show you how this works. When I plug this in, I have to lean over to do that. You will see these lights right here light up. So excuse me while I plug this end of the computer, this jack, into the computer. So there we have it, and immediately you will see that this is going through its initialization stage, if you will, and the lights are trying to figure out what's going on. You probably can't see the color of these LEDs due to the lighting in here, but I will tell you this is red, and these two are blinking green. So it's at the moment trying to figure out what's going on, and it's going to try to initialize. So what's going to happen essentially is this will go through its paces and initialize, and then at that point when it's ready, it will beep you, and you're going to put your combination in here and open this drive up. And essentially what I could tell you has happened is nothing. It doesn't work. And as I mentioned, if you recall last week, I was trying to review this device, and I held up. That's when a lot of people thought that I lost my mind, because I did a nostalgic review of my metal cups, my aluminum cups. I got an email on that. But what happens with this is it just doesn't work. It's unfortunate because it's well made. Now, the reason I held off last week of doing my review of this is because I had a lot of questions. And when I first hooked this up, it worked flawlessly. It basically makes you hold the 1 and 3 digit key in, and then you plug this in while you're holding these two things down. It's a little weird, but I plugged it in, and it instantly went into an initialization phase. And then at that point, it asked me to choose a password. I chose a 4-digit password, and I put the password in twice, and all the lights indicated correctly that the password was in there. The book is excellent. It really does a nice job, and it worked flawlessly. So I had my password put in, and it was going on and off. And here are my questions. One, if I took an existing hard drive with files on it and put it in here, would this pass protect it? Another question I had is, this does have a way which you can put the drive in it and then initialize it, pushing a couple buttons. And what I wanted to know, because this is so insecure physically, and what I mean by that is, I'll pull this plug out, but I can basically push this down, pop the back off, and take the disc and go. So my question was, if someone can just pop the back off and take the disc, is this indeed secure? My theory was, and I've never got it verified, we'll get into that in a minute, is that this puts some encoding onto this drive. Therefore, if you pop the drive out, you still couldn't get at it. That's how I think it works. However, it just doesn't work. I can have this on or off. Sometimes it's seen by the hard drive, by the computer. Sometimes it's not. It just doesn't work, which is a pain in the neck. Now, here's the part that's kind of crazy, but it's a tip-off. One, I got this on Deals of the Day for $14, and as I read on it, it was awesome. I never expected it not to work. But here's the crazy thing. I actually got a letter, an email from the company, PR agency, or the company, the person who handles the PR for the company, saying thank you so much for buying our Easy Disc, and if you have any questions, please call, please write us, no phone number. So before I reviewed the device, I was ready to go on air last week, and I'm waiting for the answers. I didn't get them, and I figured, you know what, I better hold up. I'll give them another week to answer the questions. Unfortunately, I never heard a word from the company, and it really bugs me. So I went on to the web, and here's where it gets really crazy. I went on to Amazon, and this is what I found. Currently unavailable. That's interesting. They haven't written me back, and I have no way of getting the answers to my questions. I did buy it, I think, on Daily Steals for a couple bucks, which was annoying because you get what you pay for. So sometimes when you get these deals of the day, you're going to get stuff that's outdated, and I don't mind buying last year's model, or even two-year model, you know, things that are old, as long as they work. This is one of those things where it just didn't work, and I'm okay with that. But at least let me contact the manufacturer so I can ask them what I'm doing wrong, if anything, and they can answer my questions. But they didn't do that, and now they're nowhere to be found. I did find this, interestingly enough, I did find this disc available still on Newegg for 40 bucks, but I would be extremely, extremely reluctant to buy it because I don't even know if the company's around anymore. It's a great idea. Mechanically, it works well, and I like it, but I just, for whatever reason, I can't get it to work, and I would not recommend buying it, and I'm annoyed, actually. But for 15 bucks, I can't cry too badly. It's a good dust cover for this solid-state drive, and the truth of the matter is it's a case, and the encryption, the passwording doesn't work at all, and as you can tell, I'm not happy with it. But that's the fun of being the gadget professor. We get to review all this stuff. All right, let's get into some fun stuff. Of course, we have our Facebook page, and everybody is welcome to, let me get the Facebook page up there. Everybody's welcome to check out my Facebook page, and hopefully you will like me. After this demo, you got to love me. There was a picture of my tropical fish. My angel fish laid all these eggs, as you can see here, and it ate every single one of them, but that's a story for another day. And now you want to take a look at my Rebel Mouse page. So my Rebel Mouse is a great page. I tweet a lot. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's @GadgetProfessor. But everything I tweet ends up as a pictorial on this Rebel Mouse page, and you can see tons and tons of gadgets here. And also, I sprinkle in some of my expert photography, as you'll see here. These are four shots that I took this week. And you'll find a mix of gadgets and cool photography. So check that out. It's totally free. That would be RebelMouse/GadgetProfessor, and that's all in the show notes. All right, let's talk gadgets. If you really want to see some cool gadgets, and I mean really stylish, high-quality things, check out this Touch of Modern page. They have some fascinating devices on here, from watches that are really cool-looking, really stylish, sneakers, chairs. I mean, you name it. Every day they come up with some crazy new stuff, and it's top of the line. I mean, it really, really, really looks really nice, but it's so damn expensive. It's like five times what the cost should be. So if you were one of the One Gadget Professor fans across the 172 countries around the world that actually view and listen to this show, if you are rich, you can buy anything you want on this Touch of Modern, but they do have definitely some cool things, and I have to mention it because even though I can't afford any of them, it's fun to look at it. All right. Have you ever had a situation where you want to send a large file and it's too big to send on the quote conventional email system, so you need some mechanism to send a large file? However, you watch the Gadget Professor and you are broke, because that's the only reason you watch the show. We all know that. I always have free things on this show. So you watch the Gadget Professor show, and lo and behold, what does he come up with? Boom, the answer to your problem. Here it is. It's WeSendIt.com. WeSendIt.com is a very simple website. You just put in your browser, WeSendIt.com, and it will allow you to register for free and tag on, drag and drop that enormous file, and it will email it to a bunch of people, anybody that you want, and they get a nice email, and it's really nice. They also have a premium account, and I would definitely consider that if you have a lot of large files, because the free account works flawlessly. It really works well. And sometimes when I have giant folders, I know you can use Dropbox and there's a bunch of others out there, but if you want something quick and dirty that's clean, that works really well, I highly recommend WeSendIt.com. And as I said, if you're going to use it, you can see the difference here on this webpage between the premium account and the free account. But for me, it works quite well. And if I ever decide to use this type of a service, I'd be very happy to pay for it, because they do a great job. All right. Everybody loves those free apps, so you like apps gone free? Well, here is App Advice, and every day they have whatever apps have gone free for the day or 2 days. So these things you've got to check daily, because it might be free today when tomorrow it's not. I never know what you're going to get there. You never know what you're going to get. Every day it's a surprise. Here today they have a variety of games that are free. This is very cool. They have a New York travel guide right here that gives you an offline city map. So you don't need to download anything. You don't even need to have connectivity. And you can walk all through New York City and learn about whatever it is that you want to learn about. Great app. And they have a bunch of things here that's totally free. So this is actually an excellent site. And they have best games, best apps, and all kinds of things. All kinds of things. It's called App Advice. And again, this will be in the show notes, so you want to check that out. And now for you Android fans out there who say, you know, we like our Android apps too, not only the iOS. This is a great site. You can get a free app every week for free on Google Play. This is legit. They have some very cool things. And if you sign up for this, you'll get games for the kids, games for yourself, all kinds of utility software, totally free. Excellent, excellent site. I've been using this for quite some time, actually, since it came out. And they do a great job. Now, some of you folks use Office 365. And, of course, that's a stellar program. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But what you may not know is that there are a bunch of apps that you can add on, again, for free, to further enhance the Office pack, the 365 Office suite, if you will. And some of these apps are killers. They have a mail responder. It's the easiest way to set your out-of-office tool. Out-of-office is OOF, by the way, if you ever wonder what that meant. And it will tell people that you're on vacation or snoozing or sleeping. They have a great smart sheet. They have ways to schedule your calendar, all kinds of interesting things. And they're totally free, and they work quite well. I use about five of these, and they're awesome. And a lot of people don't even know that they're available. So now you do. The page will be in the show notes, and check that out. So here's a... here's an interesting situation. I have a friend that lives here in the Phoenix area, and their daughter is expecting a baby any day now, and they live in California. And they asked me if they have to leave in a rush and drive their car to the airport, which will probably be the case, if I will retrieve their car and the airport parking lot so they don't have to pay 10 days or 20 days worth of fees because they had to rush away to California. And I, like an idiot, said, of course, I will rescue your car, but I need to know exactly where it's parked because, one, I have a lousy sense of direction, two, I have a real bad sense of direction, and three, I will probably get lost and never find their car. But I said I would do it. After telling them that, they still wanted me to do it. So I said, I need a picture of your car, I need the exact location, I need the ticket, all that stuff. So I have the keys, I know the ticket will be underneath the seat, I have the license plate, I know what kind of car it is, and I should be okay, except for the actual location. Now, some of these parking lots, at least in Phoenix, are enormously large, and I could be driving around for a while. Henceforth, this app is called Glimpse, and I have loaded it on my phone, and they have loaded it on their phone, and this is free, and it will tell me the exact location, I hope, of where their car is at. So I am waiting to get my Glimpse notification, and within 24 hours of receiving the Glimpse, I will attempt to, and a friend not yet to be named, will escort me and help me go to the airport, Sky Harbor Airport, or Sky Harbor, as they say in Boston, Sky Harbor Airport, and try to retrieve their car with the use of Glimpse. It should work. I don't know. A lot of these things say they work and they don't, but hopefully it will help me get to locate their car. I'll let you know. It should be an interesting experiment. Now, Coming Up app is very cool. I use this for about a month now. I love it. So on my smartphone, I get all kinds of notices. You know, I browse. I use Chrome, Firefox, Safari. I use Windows. I use a Mac. I use the Android system. But what I do on my phone frequently, like everybody else, is I'll send text messages, I'll look at my notifications, I'll follow interesting things, I'll send links, whatever it is I do, chat, send files from my cell phone, from my smartphone, from my iPad. So this is called PushBullet, and what PushBullet does is it actually connects your smartphone devices or your smart enhanced devices, and it puts it right on your computer. And I do most of my work on the computer. I need a big screen. I have some video editing gear that I use, and I need to have this stuff on hand. So what I'm going to do is load this push bullet onto my system, and now I get all the notifications right in front of me, right on my desktop, and I can answer back, I can follow, I can chat, I can do whatever I want. It's like having a giant phone on your computer, so it's really cool, and I really, really like it. So check it out. They have a pro version, and they have a free version. I, of course, use the free version, but for $49 a year, for $49 a year, you can get the pro version of Push Bullet, and it's well worth it. And I may spring for that. I don't know. We'll see. This next app, and our final app of the day, is a YouTube app. And what this app will do is it's called YouTube Music. And YouTube Music will let you watch and listen to pretty much a nearly endless catalog of music that's on YouTube. It's very well designed. They have a free version, and they have a version for the iOS as well as the Droid. But it works pretty well. The deal is with the free version is it's free, but you get ads. They don't really bug me that much. And, of course, if you don't want the ads, you can go with the pro version. But, again, it's available on both the iOS, on iTunes, and also on the Google Play Store if you're using the Droid device. So check that out. I think you'll really like it. It's a very cool app, and it's actually quite well produced. They did a good job with it. So that will wrap it up today. I will let you know if that glimpse works, if my friend has my friend's daughter has the baby. I will let you know if I hear from the folks at Easy Disc after I go on air live with that. I'm bummed out about that. But in any event, I will see you all next Thursday evening. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.